जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विश्वनाथ परमहंस परिवजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत भक्ति सिद्धांत सत श्री ठाकुर गोस्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास अधिक गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा मई की जय जमुना मई की जय श्रीमती तुलसी देवी की जय श्रीमती भक्ति देवी की जय कलियुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुर्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषमानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चातदेश तारिणी वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण तो वेलकम टू ऑल द डिवोटीज एंड श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एंड वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 13 एंड टेक्स्ट 41। तो प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी नारद उवाच मा कांचन सुनो राजन यद ईश्वर वसम जगत लोका सपाला यस्मिन् यस्से मे बहन्ति बलिम् इसुतु न संयुक्तिभूतानि स एव विउन्नक्ति च। नारद उवाच मा कंचन सुचो राजन् यद ईश्वर वसम जगत लोका सपाला यस्से मे वहन्ति बलिम् इषतु न संयुन्नक्ति भूतानि स एव विउन्नक्ति च। नारद उवाच मा कंचन सुचो राजन् यद ईश्वर वसम जगत लोका सपाला यस्से मे वहन्ति बलिम् इषितु स संयुनक्ति भूतानि स एव विउन्नक्ति च। नारद उवाच मा कांचन सुचो राजन् जगत् स संयुनक्ति भूतानि स एव विउन्नक्ति च। नारद उवाच मा कंचन सुचो राजन् यद ईश्वर वसम जगत् लोका सपाला यस्से मे बहन्ति बलिम् इषतु सहसमयुक्त भूतानि स एव विमुनक्ति च नारद उवाच मा कञ्चन शुचो राजन् यद् ईश्वर वसं जगत् लोका सपाला यस्ते मे ते बलिम् इषितु स सम्युनक्ति भूतानि स एव विनक्ति च मदर इज ओके वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग नारद उवाच नारद सेड मा नेवर कंचन बाय ऑल मीन्स सुचः डू यू लेमन राजन ओ किंग यत बिकॉज ईश्वर वसम अंडर कंट्रोल ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड जगत वर्ल्ड लोकः ऑल लिविंग बीइंग सपालः इंक्लूडिंग देयर लीडर यस्य हूज इमे ऑल दिस वहन्ति डू वेयर बलिम मीन्स ऑफ वर्शिप इशुतु बाय बीइंग प्रोटेक्टेड स ही संयुक्तानि गेट टुगेदर भूतानि ऑल लिविंग स ही एव अलसो व्युनक्ति डिस्प्रेसेस च एंड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पल बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद श्री नारद सेड ओ पायस किंग डू नॉट लेमेंट फॉर एनीवन फॉर एवरीवन इज अंडर द कंट्रोल ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड therefore all living being and their leaders carry on worship to be well protected it is he only who brings them together and disperses them purport every living being either in this material world or in the spiritual world is under the control of supreme lord the personality of godhead beginning from the brahmaji the leader of this universe down to the insignificant and all are abiding by the order of the supreme lord thus the constitutional position of the living being is subordination under the control of the lord the foolish living being especially man artificially rebels against the love of the supreme lord and thus become chastised as an asuras or lawmakers A living being is placed in the particular position by the order of the Supreme Lord and he is again shifted from that place by the order of the Supreme Lord. Are his authorized agent Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, Maharaj, Yudhishthir or in modern society, modern history, Napoleon, Akbar, Alexander, Gandhi, Subhas and Nehru. Are all the servant of the Lord and they are placed in and removed from their respective position by the supreme will of the Lord. None of them is independent, even though such man or the leader rebel as not to recognize the supremacy of the Lord. They are put under still the more rigorous law of the material world by the different misery. Only the foolish man therefore says that there is no God. Maharaj Yudhishthir was being convinced of this naked truth because he was greatly overwhelmed by the sudden departure of his old uncle and aunt. Maharaj Dhritarashtra was placed in that position according to his past deed. He had already suffered or enjoyed the benefit occurred to him in the past. But due to his good luck, somehow or other, he had a good younger brother, Vidura. By his instruction, he left to achieve salvation by closing all account in the material world. Ordinarily, one cannot change the course of one's due happiness and distress by plan. Everyone has to accept them as they come under the subtle arrangement of the Kala or in invincible time. There is no use trying to contract them. The best thing is, therefore, that one should endeavor to achieve salvation, and this prerogative is given only to man because his developed condition of the mental activity and intelligence. Only for man are there different Vedic instruction for the attainment of the salvation during the human form of existence. One who misuses this opportunity of advancement, intelligence is verily condemned and put into different type of miseries either in this present life or in the future. That is the way the Supreme control everyone.
नारद उवाच महाकंचन सुनो राजन यत ईश्वर वसम जगत लोका सपाला यस्य मे बहन्ति बलिम इष्यतु न संयुक्त नक्ति भूतानि स एव विनक्ति च.
हरे कृष्ण. नाउ देन इन दिस वर्स श्रीपाद नारद मुनि glorifying the bhakti aspect and especially the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. As Narad Muni mentioned in his Narada Bhakti Sutra, and Prabhupada write in that Sutra Tatparya, and especially when it comes from the Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, the Karma Yoga authority is the different, and Jnana Yoga authority is the Kumaras, the different person, and especially the Bhakti Yoga is the prime authority is Prabhupada right there. The Narad Muni is the authority of the Bhakti Yoga. And here, in this chapter, Dhritarashtra quits home. Now Dhritarashtra is gone. And Yudhishthir Maharaj lamenting for that his uncle is gone. And in this verse, Narad Muni glorifies the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Sri Krishna, saying that everyone is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna in the form of the Kala or the direct Supreme Personality of God. Everyone, nothing can move without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like Hindi says, ek patta bhi nahi hilta. Without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Narayan, that even the leaf doesn't move. Therefore, the beautifully glorifying one Acharya, Narad Muni, to Krishna, glorification of the Krishna. How is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And we can see in Srimad Bhagavatam, because we are in this material world, this material universe, there are many, many people working, maintaining this material universe. This material universe, just we maintain our temples, activities, so many departments. The same thing is this universe, also maintained by so many people, and mainly main personality like Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Yamaraj, like this. So this personality is maintaining this universe, and they got beautiful realization and aspect of Supreme Personality Godhead, Krishna's supremacy. Therefore, in the 10th canto, Brahma is
saying in his prayer, when the story goes, like when the mother earth took the form of the cow and approaches the Brahmaji, please help me. I am in distress. Please help me. And Brahma that time was not able to help the mother earth. And then Brahma took the mother earth and all the demigods like Shivaji, Brahma, Indra, Varuna, Soma, everyone took the shore of the Sir Sagar and they pray there. Their prayer, please, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, please help. And Garga Muni says in Garga Samhita, because Narad Muni was there, Narad Muni describing this story to Bahulaswa, Brahma prays, demigod prays to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Lord Narayan, Vishnu appear there. They took the darshan of the Vishnu, and Vishnu says, let's come and go. I will take you to my Lord Sri Krishna. He will protect you. So understanding that this situation, that this time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna going to appear, Lord Narayan took all the demigods beyond this universe, went to the Goloka Dham. And while going, Brahmaji and all the demigods just seeing the planetary system, where was the other lokas, and went and saw on the door of the Goloka Vrindavan, beautiful girl was playing. And they asked him to please inform. So we have the personality like this and came to meet your Lord. Then beautiful boy appeared. 16-year young boy, Sri Krishna appeared there. And seeing the beauty of Sri Krishna, all the demigods fainted. The beauty. And Narayan, after that, Narayan, one who took the demigods to the Goloka, then Narayan merged in the body of the Krishna. And different avatars, Narsingh Dev, Ram, Chandra, Kurma, Vaman Dev, everyone just coming on their chariots, glowing like sun, and they merging, everyone merging the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, Lord Brahma understood, and Devatas understood, that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, in Brahma Samhita, the book found by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that book Brahma glorifying, first word begin from the first word, Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. The control of the Ishwara is only Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the only Ishwara, he is the controller of everything. Everything is coming from him, he is the cause of all causes, the Krishna. In this way, in the Brahma Samhita, different slokas, he is just glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Now, the same Brahma came, Lord gave the aswasan, let's go, you should go, I will come. You also appear in the Brajbhuni in different places. And when Krishna appear, and his story is good in the 10th canto, when Krishna with his Gwalbal just playing and doing activities, just playing activities, small Krishna, and Brahmaji then saw, or Brahmaji just thinking, Brahma just thought, this is my Lord, whom we approaches and who gave us aswasan to protect. Here, this small boy will protect us, this Krishna. The Brahma is bewildered. He is also doubting on the personality of Godhead. Although the Krishna given the aswasan to all the demigods, still they are fearful. Now the Brahma want to taste this, really this is the whom approach, this is the approach, the Krishna. Then he took his biomystic potency, he took the calves and put in his abode Brahmaloka, and again he then when the Gwalbal was eating, taking their lunch,
and they saw they are not able to see their cows and calf. They worried. Then Krishna said, "Don't worry. You just enjoy your feast. I will go and come back. Just enjoy your feast." And Krishna just went to search the cows, and here again Brahma came and stole the boys also. Then Krishna returned and saw nothing. No cow, no calf, no cowherd boys, no friends. Everyone is gone. Then Krishna understand this is the activity of the Brahma. Krishna is thinking in his mind, ki Brahma approaches me. He came to me, protect us. Now he is behaving like this. And like Krishna appear in the form of different gwal ball and cows. All are the Krishnas. And when one moment later, after Brahma came and Brahma saw the all the gwal ball and all the cows, and same activity Krishna is doing here. What he saw before 1 minute. Brahma ji running to the back, his planet, Brahmaloka, want to see where is actually their boys or cows are there. And he went there and saw it. They are sleeping peacefully. He running here, he run. Again come to the Vrindavan. I saw that Krishna was just enjoying, taking the feast, joking, laughing. And this way Brahma became more bewildered. And after Krishna revealed to Brahma, ki whatever I am showing you are all the, I am only Krishna. And all the gwalval and the cows transfer in the four at Vaikuntha form, the Supreme Personality in Godhead, Vishnu form. All are transferred in the Vishnu form, and then Brahma realized what mistake he did. And his forehead folded his hand and bowing down Brahma and praying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. The beautiful prayers given by the Brahmaji, praised by Brahmaji. And Brahmaji, first sloka is saying, ki you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, controller of all the universe, and cause of the, all the causes. And Brahmaji describing the beauty of Sri Krishna. From face, your body is like dark monsoon cloud. Your full moon-like face decorated by your earring, Gunja earring. The Lord Banmala, the earring, he wore the earring, Gunja earring. And Brahma is saying, your whole body is decorated by beautiful forest flower garland. And above that, you just hold the peacock figure on, peacock feather on your forehead, making more beautiful. And in this way, Brahmaji just glorifying the Krishna and accepting Brahmaji as the Krishna is the original Purusha. Original Purusha is the original Adi Purusha, he the personality of Godhead, nothing beyond him. And everyone, and he is the cause of all causes, just like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mata Dhata Priyam, I am the seed giving father. Iswara. So in this way, the Krishna is saying, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavad Gita, to Arjuna, declaring here, and here the Brahma is the main personality of this universe, who is the creation, who is the taking in charge of the creation. And he is the saying, the Krishna, the supremacy of the Krishna, O Krishna, I bow down my head to your lotus feet, because you are the Supreme Personality, you are the Adi Purusha, nothing beyond you. Everyone come under control you. In this way, Brahmaji glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is beautiful prayer. His other personality is like Lord Shiva. I just describe only one sloka.
There is many slokas glorified by Brahmaji. Now, the Shivji, Lord Shiva is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This beautiful player comes in the fourth canto, where the Lord Shiva is describing. The story comes like when the Prithu Maharaj was performing the yajna, and he gave to protect the yajna, given the charge to his son, Vijitastva. And when Indra came to steal the horse, and his son, Prithu Maharaj's son, Vijitastva, he was protecting, but he allowed to took the horses. The Indra allowed to took the horses, and he did not kill the Indra. And Indra became very pleased by that activity, and he gave the title of Vijitastva to Antardhan. He gave title to Antardhan, and he is known that time from Prithu Maharaj's son, known Antardhan. He has three sons, Pavaka, Pavaman, and Suchi. And Antardhan has another wife named Nabaswati, and from Nabaswati he got son Havirdhan. And Havirdhan and his wife Havirdhani got six sons. And from that six sons, one powerful son was Barhisat. And Barhisat Maharaj, Barhisat performing so many yajna, doing tapasya, giving charity. In this way, he in future became the Prachin Varahi, given the title Prachin Varahi, one of the Prajapati, became the one of the Prajapati. And he got 10 sons, Prachetas, and he instructed his son, please engage in the fulfill of desire of our father Brahma's creating this, making creation of the progeny. And they said, okay, we will first perform the tapasya, do the tapasya, then we'll, and they purchased, then purchased, just perform tapasya 10,000 years. They performed tapasya and they got the darshan of Lord Shiva. By their activity, Lord Shiva became very pleased, and where they are performing tapasya, Lord Shiva came with their associate and gave them darshan. Thinking in this way, Lord Shiva, these are the devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This prachetas are the devotee of the Lord, the Supreme Lord. And in this way, he want to give his causeless mercy. Lord Shiva want to give causeless mercy to the prachetas. And then Shiva glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. That beautiful prayer glorifying Lord. And in this prayer, Lord Shiva's prayer, the aspect of impersonal Brahman is completely destroyed. One thing, ki Lord has no form, he is the impersonal, Krishna doesn't have the form. But here, Lord Shiva glorifying the Krishna from toenail to the face. He has the beautiful face, he has the beautiful body, beautiful shoulder, beautiful abdomen, beautiful navel, beautiful toenail shining like moon. And he is, in this way, Lord Shiva glorifying Krishna. And saying them, this is the Krishna, this Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is also accepting cause of all the causes. Everyone is under the control of him. The same thing is saying, what Brahma said, Lord Shiva is accepting truth, that truth, and glorifying here Lord Sri Krishna. Beautiful prayers given by, sung by Lord Shiva. Therefore, it is says in the matrimony said, whatever prayer sung by the Lord Shiva, he is saying beautifully, idam yah kalya utthaya pranjali sradhaya anvatari sruniyat sravayet martyo muchyate karma bandhana. So he is saying, whatever prayer sung by the Lord Shiva, if human being, a devotee, especially he is saying the devotee here, that a devotee who will rise early in the morning, to rise early in the morning, and with folded hand, chant these prayers, sung by the Lord Shiva, and give facility to hear others, and certainly became free from all the bondage of the fruitive activities. So this of the power of the prayers here, giving the sages discussion with the Vidura and Maitreya. This is the power of the prayers. Now the second, third personality is we know very much is Indra. Indra, the demigod, the devata of the heavenly planets. So Vrindavan, Nanda Baba going to perform the Govardhan Puja and Krishna asking what activity is going on, what festival is going on. And Nanda Baba explained we are going to perform the Indra Puja because Indra is giving rain. Then Krishna says, so he is the one of the employees, karmachari. His duty is to give the rain. Why you are worshipping? If you want to worship our Govardhan, because he is supplying everything to our cows, our necessary. The convinced by Krishna, Nanda Maharaj, and cowherd boy, man, all together, they went to worship Govardhan. And after hearing from servant, Indra came to know that this year, in no Indra Puja, no performance of the Indra Puja, they are going to perform the Govardhan Puja. Indra became very angry. And he started pouring the water. He wanted to destroy the whole Brajbhumi, Brajmandal. And being the supreme personality of Krishna, now Krishna is exhibiting his supremacy there. Now Krishna took all the cowherd boys, calves, and cowherd men, women, everyone, and went to the Govardhan and lifted the Govardhan hill on his left hand. And under the umbrella of the Govardhan, he protected all the Brajvasis, inhabitant of the Vrindavan. And after realizing Indra, he also did the big mistake. Now, Krishna, Indra, realizing and he want to make the forgiveness. He asked the forgiveness, he want to ask forgiveness from Krishna. Now, how giving trouble to his devotee? How can Indra go to Krishna and ask, please forgive me? So, suggested by Brahmaji, Indra took the Surabhi cow, because the Surabhi cow is the devotee of the Krishna. So Brahmaji advised, don't go directly to Krishna. Don't go. Maybe Krishna will not please you. Take the devotee with you and go. Then Krishna will forgive you. Then Indra took the Surabhi cow and went to Krishna, Indra went to the Krishna and Govardhan. He did the abhisheks and asked forgiveness. And Indra, realizing what mistake he did, and he understood, and he glorified Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So we can see here the Brahmaji, the great personality, and Lord Shiva, he the great personality, and here the Indra, the great personality, everyone saying the same thing, Krishna is the supreme personality of God. The supremacy of the Krishna is established here by this personality. Therefore, we are sadhakas, bhaktas, should understand this personality and not bewildered by others bringing some small book and describing the bad thing about our shastras and not accepting Krishna as the supreme personality. But here the personality like this, they accept him. They are saying he is the original master. The original Indra, realizing this, Indra is saying, actually, O Govinda, you are the original father. You are our father. And about that, because Brahma is saying, Ishvara Krishna Parama, and Krishna Bhagavad Gita saying, I am the seed-giving father. And Indra is saying, you are the original father. And above that, every knowledge, all the knowledge of the Vedas coming from you. Therefore, you are the original spiritual master also. You are the father and spiritual master both. Therefore, please, please forgive. And in this way, Krishna just forgive him. Fourth personality. The first personality is here, Yamaraj. And Yamaraj is saying, when the Yamaduta went to bring the Ajamil, and seeing the Yamaduta, Ajamil chanted the name of the Narayan. As soon as chanted the name of the Narayan, Vishnuduta appeared. And when Vishnuduta appeared, the conversation took place, Yamduta and Vishnuduta, the verbal dialogue took place. And that time, in the first time in history, the Yamduta came empty hand. And in anger, they are the frustrated, the first time in history, someone stopped them, took in some way. So they came with frustration to the Yamaraj. And just pouring out their heart, what happened there, earthly planet. And when Yamaraj heard first time the name of the Vishnu Duta, of Narayan, Yamaraj was just in the full ecstasy. Yamaraj was full ecstasy. He just heard first time heard the Narayan name. After long time, he became ecstasy and he just started laughing and smiling. And seeing the smiling face of his master, Yamduta became more bewildered. What happening here? Yamduta is saying that we are thinking, he was our master, but our jurisdiction is stopped by some other people. Therefore, I think, then Yamaraj is saying, yes, my jurisdiction is particular area. But there is one personality, the Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the master of all the demigods, all the devatas, all the rishis. And a beautiful shloka is mentioned by here, Yamaraj. The Yamaraj is not the simple person. He is the son of sun god, Vivaswan, sun god. And he is brother of the Yamuna Devi. But the devotee family is the whole family is the devotee. And whole family knows Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge given by the sun god Surya. Yamuna Devi is the devotee. And Yamaraj is the hidden Mahajan. The whole family knows who is the Krishna is. The Yamaraj saying, Aham Mahendro Niratti Pacheta Somo Agni Isa Pauno Viranchi. Aditya Vishwe Basocha Sadhya Marut Gana Rudra Gana Sa Siddha Anne Chaya Vishwa Sijat Garej. So here the Yamaraj bringing out the name of all the personality of Devatas. Aham, he is saying, Aham, Indra, ईसा शिवा विरंची ब्रह्माजी मरुद्गणा रुद्रास सोमास आदित्यास अग्निस पावनास आर ऋषिस एंड सब भृगु ऋषि एंड साधुस दे आर मेंशन दे हियर यमराज इज सेइंग वी आर ऑल इन सतो गुणा टू बी नोटेड पॉइंट हियर प्लीज नोट तब ब्रह्मा जी से अरे यमराज जी से वी आर नॉट इन अंडर द कंट्रोल ऑफ टू मटेरियल नेचर इग्नोरेंस एंड पैशन वी आर ऑल ब्रह्मा शिवा ऑल देवतास वी आर ऑल इन सिचुएटेड इन द सतोगुणा वी आर सिचुएटेड इन सतोगुणा एंड देयरफॉर ही इज सेइंग फॉर सेइंग All are certainly free from the influence of the two base material modes of nature, namely the passion and ignorance. Nevertheless, although we are in the mode of goodness, we cannot understand the activity of the Supreme Lord. The Yamaraj is Mahajan. He is saying, Brahma is Mahajan, Shivaji is Mahajan, Narad Muni is Mahajan. And he is saying here, we are situated in the satoguna. Satoguna. We are situated in satoguna. In that satoguna, situated in satoguna, we are not able to understand the activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Huh? What to speak of ordinary person in this material world who is influenced by not the satoguna. He is influenced by the mostly tamoguna and above rajoguna. Not in situated in the sattoguna. Fully situated in the tamoguna and rajoguna. And they are saying, they are commenting on Supreme Personality of Godhead. What their comment may be? He is saying, we are situated in the situation of the sattoguna. We are not able to understand the activity of Lord, and here normal person situated in the rajoguna and tamoguna, and he is describing the activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Huh? That even what then is to say the other who under illusion merely speculate to know God, just speculation, nothing the knowledge. Here the authority, the Yamaraj, Indra, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, glorifying the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And here, Narad Muni saying same thing, because they are situated in the pure Satguna state. Now, again, fifth one is Varuna. Varuna Deva also glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the Nanda Baba do the Ekadasi breath and morning went to took the bath in Yamuna river at Brahma, before the Brahma Muhurta, and Varuna's assistant thinking this is not time to take bath in Yamuna river, they catches the Nanda Baba and took them there about. And here morning, everyone looking to Nanda Baba, where is Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj, nothing. Everyone was not happy seeing the Nanda Maharaj. Then Krishna understood what happened. He went to the abode of the Varunadev. And as soon as Varunadev saw the beauty of the Krishna and Supreme Personality of Krishna, he started glorifying Krishna there. Oh Supreme Lord, everyone is under the control of the you. And Nanda Baba was listening thus. The father is sitting and the son is glorified by devatas. And Nanda Baba thinking, this is my son, Krishna. They are glorifying him. And after coming out from, after the glorifying Krishna tomb, Nanda Baba came out. And again, Nanda Baba forgot what happened there. This is the mercy of Krishna. In this way, you can find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Itihasas, many great sages like Narad Muni, Bhrigu, they are glorifying the Krishnas. And even Brahmaji glorifying in his book Brahma Samhita about Krishna. So this is the beauty of Krishna's, and one who, just said, the one who repeat the prayers of this, given by this personality, can free from the, all the bondage, all the karmic reaction. And here Narad Muni says, Parpat Prabhupada is saying, nothing happened without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The one story, just I heard, early days in the 90s, the story is, says, the person, two person is going dialogue between. So one person is saying, ki there is nothing personality of Godhead. What is happening? If I desire to eat, I'll eat. If I don't desire to eat, nobody can going to put food in my mouth. This is my desire only. But other person who is about God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, says no. If Krishna want to eat you food, he want to give you food, he will give you food. If he doesn't want to give you food, he will not able to take the food. So the person says, oh, this is bakwas, nonsense. Nothing like that. In this way, back and forth going on, and that person who is denying the supremacy of the Krishna says to the person who is the devotee, okay, tomorrow I will fast. From morning to evening, sunrise to sunset, I will fast. And I try to see who will feed me. And next day, morning, he start fasting. And they realize, if I remain in this village or home, maybe somebody come or feed me. He said, I will go to forest. He went to the forest, sit under the tree, just sitting and thinking, now see who will going to feed me. And in half day passed, and suddenly he heard something, the sound is coming, the horse sound is coming. And he realizing is, maybe thieves or dacoits are coming, he just climbed the tree and hides up on the branches. But merchants, people just passing through that forest under that tree. And when they came to under that tree, which tree the person was hiding, and they came and they found the good shade to sit there. And they, after sitting there, they realized, we should take our food here. We are beautiful place, cooling place. So we should take our food here. So just they took out their tiffin and put in front of them and start taking the food. And suddenly they also heard the sound of the horses. Again horses is coming. They also realized, because they are carrying the monies and valuable things, they realized maybe the thieves or dacoits are coming. To save their life and valuable, they just run away from their valuable things and leaving behind food stuffs and everything. Just that they took the valuable thing and run away from that place. And if that sound was coming, that was the dacoits. The dacoits came and they saw them, the food are kept there. And they start thinking, oh, somebody was there. So dacoit starts searching, where is the people? And suddenly dacoit saw the one person is hiding above the tree. And they somehow got him back, bring it down. And that person starts shivering, oh, nothing, please do not feed me. And dacoit starts thinking, maybe this guy is put this, maybe put, he put the poison in this food, so we can eat the food and maybe die. So first taste the food, with the food is poison or not. How to taste? Put the food in this person's mouth. If the person died, then the poison is there. Person is not dead, no poison. So dacoit took the food and start putting in the mouth of that person who had run away from the home to escape. We are not going to eat anything. How can we eat? See the Supreme, how the Supreme Personality Lord at Krishna going to feed me. And the dacoit start feeding or he thus start eating and eating, eating. And after came his realization, yes. Without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nothing happened. If he want to feed, he will feed in the forest also. If he want to make fast, he will make fast in the city also. Everyone is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gandharas Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki. So, I will stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.